Hello everyone, welcome to the Round 19 Trade Targets and Preview Livestream. Heaps to get into in the last major bye week of the 2023 season. It's been a bit of a struggle, as I'm sure a lot of you are aware, trying to navigate these buys. And yep, Freddie has decided to pull the rug from a lot underneath a lot of us, reducing our what was looking like pretty well set up Round 19 squads into nothing but pain, missing a lot of players. Teamless Tuesday also wasn't that kind for a lot of people out there as well. You know, the likes of Terrell Sloan being ruled out with a calf injury, it looks like, so he's out for this week. Cody Walker is obviously a big one. Clint Gutherson from Origin, you know, those two really hurt. Kalomatangi is another one. Yeah, Freddie just playing games and ruining our super coach. I mean, I won't even really spend that much time looking and talking about the New South Wales State of Origin team, but it's a bit of a mess, in my opinion, and it doesn't help that I think it's a mess, plus it also messes up with my super coach. Not ideal. Anyway, we'll get into all of that good stuff. Thank you, everyone, who's already joining in the live stream chat. We can see Stuart, Kane, Toolpro, Dean, Colin. We've got with a great question from Colin. Harris, my favorite bachelor. Appreciate that. Unfortunately, I am not a bachelor. Sorry to any fans out there. I'm not a bachelor. Toolpro, Queenslander, Rosa, Aiden. Got a crush on you, mate. Appreciate that. I'll let the other half know that she's got competition heading away. So I'll tell her not to get too jealous. Hamish Hunter out there, you're all too much. Good fun. The hair looking immaculate. Hair's glorious. Wow, hair's amazing. Barber deserves a raise. Hair on point. Do I get my brows done? No, I don't. But I do pluck myself every now and then. I want to see a mo only by the end of the year. Maybe in a season wrap-up kind of special stream, maybe we'll bring out the mo. But yeah, great to see a lot of you in the chat interested in my hair and my facial hair and all that good stuff. Sideburns is coming into the question now from Colin, but we'll talk about some Supercoach mainly on the stream. But apologies to anyone who's listening on the audio and that you have to hear this kind of chat at the beginning, but I'm sure you all love it. All right, lots to get into, so we'll get straight into it. Obviously, just let me know. I've had some issues in the last couple of streams just with screens not showing correctly. So let me know if you guys can see everything okay. But I did double check all my settings before I started. So just a very quick update as to how I'm going at the moment. So 1,449 last week, which was decent, but it was a very small green arrow, only up 150 spots. So sitting like 5.8K. So still not... It's a bit frustrating because I was really hoping round 19 was going to be the big moving week. I had like 16 players. I'm now down to 12, I think, pre-trades. So taking a hit there when I thought this week would be a good week to move up, but doesn't look like that will be the case. But we'll get into my team and trades in a little bit. But last week was fine, not amazing. Hopefully we'll continue getting some good green arrows, I think, for the rest of the season. Got 12 trades as well, which feels about okay. But we'll get into my team and trades a little bit later. Lots of questions coming in as well, so I think what we'll try to do is we'll try to just go through the hot topics in general, but any unanswered questions, I'll try to cover them at the very end in a kind of a Q&A section, so do stick around during the stream as well, but do give it a like if you are enjoying. So the way I wanted to start this stream was I wanted to just take stock of the draw for the run home, as I like doing this because it does help kind of just inform some of your trade-ins and potential trade-outs. So I've sorted this by difficulty. One thing I have changed, based on a lot of teams, particularly the Cowboys and Parramatta's recent form improvement, the stats that I was showing before in terms of Supercoach points conceded was looking at the entire season. So I was taking into account those really big outlier games like the Cowboys game when they conceded a lot of points to Tigers. What I've done now is I'm just looking at more recent. So I've taken the average Supercoach points conceded over the last 10 rounds. So it's a little bit more recent, a little bit more relevant, hopefully. And so I've sorted the draw on that difficulty basis. So Canberra actually come out on top. Obviously, it helps that they've got a fixture this week against the Dragons, which is a good matchup. So I think people who are chasing pods, like there might have been some head-to-head questions I got as well. So I think if you'll say, assuming your head-to-head final start around round 23, you know, the next 4 weeks, teams like the Rabbitohs, Canberra, we've got a couple of good matchups, the Dolphins, even potentially with games against the Bulldogs and Titans, could be where you could maybe go a little bit pod hunting, I guess. So we'll talk about some Raiders players down the track. Just have to be wary that obviously they do miss round 20. But yeah, in terms of the opposition to target, I think it's been made even more clear last week with all the big blowout scores. Bulldogs, Dragons, and the Tigers. The Tigers, haven't really, they're not standing out as like one of the top two or three worst in terms of points conceded from a Supercoach standpoint, but we're seeing them, you know, struggle. So I think we can probably group the Bulldogs, Dragons, and Tigers, unfortunately, any fans out there. Those are the three teams to target. And one of my initial trade thoughts this week was to potentially bring in someone who's playing one of those teams to just to try to capitalize. You saw my ranking. I'm kind of sitting in no man's land. I'm just thinking, just try to go ham and go all out and try to make some big moves. So those are, I think, really the teams to target. Dolphins as well, probably also another one. There's some, you know, Jeremy Marshall King is again in doubt. So I think that will potentially impact the Dolphins' overall performance as well. So I think, yeah, those are the teams that I would be looking to target. Joshua, your question on Nuffs, I've got a section together on Nuffs, so definitely stick around. We will talk about Nuffs and potential downgrades this week. More specific trade questions, guys, we'll try to tackle them as we go through. so yeah, we'll go through all that good stuff. But yeah, I thought it'd be good just to take a look at this. I did want to also point out a couple of the teams that are towards the bottom of my draw difficulty. The Titans are actually at the very bottom. Now, this is they don't actually have any more buys for the rest of the season. But I got a couple of questions asking about Phil Sammy, who prior to last week was averaging pretty well. Last week he didn't play due to a late hamstring issue. So they've got a good matchup this week against the Dolphins, but the draw is quite tough for them. So I'm not really sure how much I'd be targeting their players, like someone like Phil Sammy, because he hasn't, I don't think, cracked a ton this season. And after this week, it's Parramatta, Roosters, Cowboys, Warriors, Sharks, Penrith, Melbourne. Before the Dogs, like that's a tough run. Like really, from the Titans, I think for me it's in the forwards. It's Fifita, it's Tino, and I'm kind of not really looking anywhere else. So I guess any questions about Phil Sammy? If you want my thoughts, I don't love it just because I think that draw for the run home is quite tough. It could be good for this week, but I think it's just a 1 week sample that you potentially would be would you be looking at? Cowboys, funnily enough, are actually down in second last. That is also due to the fact that they have two byes left. But you can look at that a little bit differently, given that, you know, they themselves are a better team as well. So I think you can, same again, you've got the Panthers in third last. I think you can kind of, with the Panthers and Cowboys in recent form, kind of throw that out the window to an extent because you've seen that the Cowboys have played well against tough opposition. What was surprising for me was the Newcastle Knights. Apparently, according to my difficulty draw, they're like fifth from bottom, but I actually really like their run home. They've got games against the Tigers, Dolphins, Bulldogs, and the Dragons. So I'm kind of not quite understanding what I've done there with my calcs. But anyway, I thought it'd be good just to quickly take stock of the draw. I can see from Salty is good saying I have Huddy as a pod. I feel everyone's going to get him. Yeah, unfortunately, Hudson Young is going to be. There was a couple of questions about Hudson Young. I think with a good draw as well and a good matchup this week. Yeah, he's probably going to get a few more trade-ins, unfortunately. So if you've got him at a pod, he probably would stay overall as a pod, but there'll be some extra trade-ins for Hudson Young, I think. And very quickly as well, I wanted to tackle some broader kind of questions about round 19 before getting into kind of specific trade questions about players. So just purely looking at round 19, who are the teams that are playing? I think the teams to target for this week are the Raiders, Rabbitohs, Sharks, and the Titans. I think they've all got the best matchups, particularly the Sharks and the particularly mainly the Sharks, to be honest, overall, because Tigers away is a fantastic matchup, and the Sharks are the least affected by Origin. Like Rabbitohs against the Bulldogs looks good on paper, but Rabbitohs are missing Kalomatungi, Cam Murray, Cody Walker, Dami Cook, like they've got a lot of their guns out. So I feel like that game could actually be a little bit closer than what it looks on paper. But still, you know, I know a lot of questions coming in about Munro as well from the Rabbitohs. We'll definitely talk about him as well in a little bit. But, you know, he potentially with a good matchup this week could also be a decent downgrade option. And the Raiders, we looked at their draw earlier and a good home matchup against the Dragons. And the Raiders themselves are relatively Origin unaffected as well. Parramatta, I've got a semi-tough matchup against the Warriors. I mean, Clint Gutherson being out doesn't help things. So I think really from the Eels, you're looking at maybe guys like Pennicini, Hopgood is still valid, just on Jermaine Hopgood, if anyone wasn't aware. 19th men for Origin can play their club game. So if you've got Hopgood, I would expect that he would be playing this week for club, which is, as a non-Hopgood owner, not what I wanted to hear. But yeah, I think if you own Jermaine Hopgood, yeah, you'll probably have him available this week to play. Any FPL content from Hamish? No, I've kind of decided to not do the FPL content anymore. It was just too much time commitment. So some of the questions I've pulled for round 19. So what will you do? You've mentioned there. Who's asking how to delete the SC app? I thought I'd just chuck that in there for giggles, because I thought I quite had a bit of a chuckle when I read that too, because, you know, obviously we've had carnage this week. I would recommend that you don't delete and uninstall the Supercoach app and then you continue playing, because we're all in the ride together and we're all in the pain together. So a couple of other broader questions. So this one came from Twitter, which was, do you ever feel the pressure to make trades when you don't have to? He has 16 for this round and feels like he needs to make trades. Don't know who to pick up. I think the overall theme of this week is that there's not a lot of great trade-in targets who are like genuine season keepers. Most of the guys that you want who they play Origin, you know, Harry Grant, David Feeder, Cam Munster, someone who you want maybe like Cleary, injured, Ponga, Drinkwater, both on the bye, Cody Walker, Gutherson in Origin now. Like really, there's not a lot of season keepers that are available this week. So I do think it's a week where if you somehow manage to avoid a lot of the carnage and you've got 13 and you can't see any obvious trade-ins, I think this is a good week to either do nothing or set yourself up for the future weeks. Because next week, I think, is going to be a really critical week where you've got the Rabbitohs, Raiders, and the Dragons on the bye. But that will be the week where you've got... that'll be the time when you want to start bringing back your Origin guns. You want to get in your Fafitas. Cleary will be back, we think, next week as well against the Dolphins. You know, you might want to bring Cleary in. You might want to bring Harry Grant in as well, especially if you're like running a Sonny Luke, Damian Cook combo. So next week is going to be a big moving week in terms of the guys you bring back. You might want to go Ponga next week, who's got a, I think Ponga's versus the Tigers next week. So I think this week is a good week where you might just make the one trade to maybe make some funds. So we'll talk about Munro later, but like Sunia Taruva to Munro, guess your player for this week, nets you 300k, that could be your money to then upgrade to a day for feeder. Those are the kind of trades I think are good this week. You know, Billy Smith down to Munro, I'm pretty sure is the most popular trade. I'm already kind of talking about Munro, but look, that's kind of a move where I think it's fine. You get the downgrade, get the money. And, you know, Munro could potentially nuff out for the rest of the season. If not, he could just keep his place. But I'll talk about Munro probably in the next section. But yeah, that's kind of my overall thoughts, I guess, on that, on this week. You know, you don't need to go crazy bringing in players just for the sake of getting more numbers this week. I think if you're already on 13, or if you can just do one trade, if you can just do even the one trade to get to 12, if they're 12 good players, I think that would be okay. Other question was, yeah, and we've kind of covered the other one, which was, if you're sitting good for numbers, would you trade aggressively to try and get a leg up? I think a lot of that is also due to your rank. If you're kind of chasing, maybe it is a good week to trade aggressively, bring in some guys to pump your numbers up for this week. But if you're kind of sitting, you're happy with your rank, say you're around the top 1,000, close to the top 1,000, or say just overall the top 1%, and you're sitting on like 11, 12, you could maybe just consolidate, because I think those trades will come in handy at the back end of the season. SJ out or not? So with SJ, just to answer the question on his availability, so he's been named this week for the Warriors, but he's expecting the birth of his second child this week, so that's really just going to impact whether he plays, because it's an away game for the Warriors, whereas if he has a child, he will stay at home in New Zealand. So that one will just be a kind of day-by-day update. So we'll have to see. I don't know if anyone out there has got any connections to Sean Johnson or the Warriors, but anyone who knows about, I don't know, anyone, any updates out there, maybe we can get. But yes, as What Will You Do says, I beg you, just have the baby, SJ. As an SJ owner, I really, really hope he plays this week. It's his 200th game this week if he does play. So I'm hoping the ideal situation is that Sean Johnson has his second child and hopefully it's all safe and all goes well. Today, tomorrow would be nice. And then he flies over and puts on an absolute masterclass to celebrate the birth of his second child for us owners. That is the ideal situation if you're an SJ owner. If you're not an SJ owner, just please let us have this, please. We're all struggling for numbers. Alrighty, so I've been talking about Munro, so let's quickly just get onto that, given that he is, I think, the most traded in player this week. So, yeah, as Sebastian says, this is kind of the theme for this week. This week is just a week to make money. I think that's fair. I've got a few questions I've pulled from both YouTube and Twitter around Munro. Thoughts on Munro as an extra player for this week and a downgrade for Taruva. My problem is I want to make money for my final trades, so I'm tempted to go Munro, but I'm scared he won't get to three games anytime soon. Munro, a good buy as a 7th center wing slash potential nuff. And Billy Smith for the Bunnies cheapie. So you can see lots of questions about Munro. I'll be perfectly honest, I didn't really know about Munro until last week when he played. I brought up some of his stats from the game from last week. So not amazing. 16 points in base. He did score a try off a kick, so he got 17 points for that. 12 points in creative. He did get a try assist. 24 points in evasive, which included a line break assist. And then minus 4 in Sorry, yeah, I've got the price tag on Tavares wrong. I knew there was something I was going to get wrong in the stream because I was updating this quite late. But yes, on Monroe, I think he's not the worst guy I think to trade in this week because you definitely know that he's playing this week. Well, subject I guess to any late team news, and it's a good matchup at home against the Dogs. You just need to be wary. I'll say this as well for just in trades in for this week. Just need to be wary of next week in round 20. It will be a tough week again, similar to the round 14 and the round 17 that we've seen already, where three teams are on the bye and players are backing up from Origin. And I think next week could be the toughest because game three of Origin could be the time where, you know, someone like Harry Grant hasn't had a rest. He could not back up. Fifita got a bit of a rest after game one. A lot of that was due to his concussion. Maybe he gets a full rest after game three, so he's potentially another one. So you just need to be wary, I think, of potential numbers for this week. Yeah, I think Munro looked good last week, and it's a weird situation because I thought Richie Keno had pretty much locked in job security. So last week, Munro came in because Keno moved to centre, Tyner Milne moved into centre because Isaiah Tass was out, and also Campbell Graham was out. Now that Tass is back in, that pushed it. That pushed Richie Keno out of the squad, and Tyner Milne has stayed at centre. So it's for Campbell Graham who's out. So it's just kind of it's a bit hard to determine who is going to be that right winger, because I think come round 21 after the bye, four of the five backline spots for the Rabbitohs are pretty much locked in. It'll be Latrell, it'll be Johnston, Tass, Campbell Graham. Those four are locked in. It's just that right winger we just don't know about. You know, Keno could come back in at any moment. But I think with Munro, I think overall it's low risk because he's bottom dollar. Especially I think if you don't already have enough, I think it's fine to go him this week because you get an extra number for this week. He could easily score another try, get another maybe, look, 30, 40 points this week. It's fine. And then he could just nuff out and he just sits there as a seventh center wing. I think overall it's fine. And look, if that kind of a trade where, you know, you say you're going Billy Smith down to Munro, that's 160K. And that 160K is going from Bateman to Fifita next week, hypothetically. That's kind of a trade where I say, yep, that's kind of one of the trades I think is a good trade for this week. Someone like a Taruva, it's slightly more tricky in the sense that I think it's a good downgrade in that you get like 300K. So obviously it's fantastic for money making. But I like Taruva's next 2 weeks after the bye. You know, Dolphins and Bulldogs, those are two fantastic matchups. So I think if you're on the fence about selling Truva, I can see why. You know, Andrew's pointed out here that Truva has a handy draw coming up for sure. Games against the Sharks in Melbourne are at home as well for Penrith. So we know at home they're pretty much a tough team any week, but especially at home. What I will say about Truva is I still think it's okay to move off on him because relatively high break even of 88, and I just feel like. With Tungo, you know, Tungo, so there was a question about Tungo as well. I think Tungo will be a great pod trade in as well for a center wing, but I think just the way that he plays, he is, we joke about it, but he is a glue hands player. Like the ball does not very easily go to Taruva. He's a run first player, Tungo. So even in these good matchups, the ball just may go to Tungo and not go out to Taruva. Like Taruva played against the Knights at home, 39 points. Granted, a lot of the Origin players are out, but I'm looking at some of his other matchups, scores against good opposition this season. So we had Newcastle in round 7, 27 points. We had West Tigers in round 9, 28 points. We had the Dragons in round 14, 60 points. So his highest score this season is 78, and that came against the Broncos. Like, unpredictable. What I'm basically saying is that he's had good matchups and he hasn't quite delivered. So I think if you're afraid of Taruva and him punishing you in the next 2 weeks, I feel like it'd be unlucky for you to get hurt by trading him. So I think someone like a Taruva, if you're looking for a downgrade, extra number this week, I think it's a perfectly fine downgrade for this week, to answer that question that came in and anyone else who's thinking about downgrading Taruva. Warbrick, you know, he's got a high break even now of 104. You're getting like almost 400K going Warbrick. I know that is one of the, I think, top 10 most popular trades. He's not necessarily in the top 10 most traded out players, Warbrick, but in terms of the actual trade itself, he is up there in the top 10, Warbrick to Munro. Again, don't think it's a bad move. I would just temper your expectations about Munro this week, given that the Rabbitohs have so many players out this week. But yeah, overall, I think he's a fine player to nuff in, to nuff out, I should say. I'm considering getting him in, but I may not have to get him in, but he's definitely not a bad option, in my opinion. I've also got Valens Tavares on the screen here as a potential downgrade if you wanted someone different, but he doesn't offer as much money going down to him. And the problem with Valens Tavares as well is that Branko Lee has been named in the extended reserves. I think any moment that, Branko Lee could come back, and I've kind of said this already in the last couple of weeks, I'm just a little bit unsure about job security for Valens Tavares. Same with Munro, job security-wise, but he's bottom dollar. So, like, the risk of it is lower in that, at least you're going down to a bottom dollar guy. So Salty is good, saying Smith to Munro is my first play, holding Teruva as seventh winger, matchup play only. Again, I think that's fair. As long as that money of Billy Smith down to Munro gets you enough money to do your future upgrades, I think that's perfectly fine. But I think Teruva overall, what will you do says here, Mercer's points do come from hit-ups. He's a good base-up player. He can bang out those 50 points in base power, but he needs to get the tries to get, the 70-plus. And we've seen, as I called out, some matchups he just doesn't seem to get those, even in a good matchup. So that's overall my thoughts on Munro. Just sticking on the Rabbitohs. So the next thing I wanted to get into was Cody Walker. So there was one question that came in from Twitter, which was, is Cody Walker a sell or a hold for the run home? Now misses round 19 with Origin, round 20 with the bye, round 26 with another bye, and a couple of tough matchups in between. I just want to quickly dispute that point about the couple of tough matchups, because I looked at South's draw and I thought, geez, I don't think that draw is that tough in my opinion, because so I'm seeing a question here from Kane, Horsburgh and Walker a sell. Very quickly on Corey Horsburgh, I don't think he's a sell. He's dual. I think he won't play big minutes playing off the bench in Origin. Misses round 20, obviously, but I think in front row forward, I think he's perfectly fine to hold. Like, he's been showing all season he can average about 65-70 when he plays over 70 minutes. He's got upside, scored 87 a couple of weeks ago. He got close to a ton a few weeks back as well. I don't think Horsburgh is a sell. Cody Walker, my overall thought is I don't think he's necessarily a sell either, because... like, yes, he misses the next 2 weeks, which is annoying with this whole Origin thing. But, like, I'm looking between round 21 to 25. We talked about it at the beginning. The teams we want to be targeting are the Tigers, the Bulldogs, and the Dragons. He's got the West Tigers and the Dragons round 22, 24, and then he has Newcastle round 25. In between that, it's Broncos and Sharks, which are, look, they're tough opposition, but they're both at home. But he scored 79 points last week against the Warriors away in awful conditions. I think Walker has shown so far he can do well in good matchups. What I've shown on the screen here as well is I've pulled together a bunch of the other 5-8 options just to see, like, if you were selling Cody, let's say you weren't going back to him, are there other better 5-8s that you can go back to if you sell him? So in terms of the ranking on averages, Dylan Brown is actually still first based on his average since he last played at 76. Cody's at second with 74. Callum Ponga's now moved up to third after his 180. I've got Munster as fourth. Also, these rankings, I've taken out players who've played like limited games or are injured, like Dejan Arce's up there, but also Adam Dewey. I've kind of excluded them. Then you've got Tom Dearden at sixth. Joey Manu's fifth for reference, if you're missing, wondering where fifth is. Matt Burton, seventh. Munster, fourth. And then Cody Nikorima at ninth. Basically, what I'm saying is that I think Cody Walker is one of the top three or four 5-8s. And I just think, look, I know via duels, I think if you were, say you had the situation where you were going via Manu, Cody Walker to Mulatalo this week, who I think Mulatalo is close to a must for this week. That kind of trade, I think, is fine because, yes, Cody's coming back in round 21 to a Broncos matchup, which is somewhat tough. And then maybe in round 21, maybe you target Munster instead because Munster in round 21 has the Knights and then probably has a better draw for the run home overall because he doesn't have another buy. Maybe that's something that you do. You could sell. I think if you're selling Cody this week, you have to probably commit to not getting him back in, and you have to be okay that you're going to get someone else who, you know, someone like a Munster, for example, at 655K. I think with Cody, I feel like this week you can't really sell him to a direct other 5-8. I know there was a couple of people asking earlier about Jaden Campbell. Don't think he's necessarily an option for overall players, maybe for head-to-head. Cody Nikorima is really the only other one who plays this week at 5-8 that you can maybe move to. And again, like, his position is a little bit up in the air because Anthony Milford's on the bench. They play the last game of the week, so you're a little bit uncertain of, I guess, where he plays. I mean, Nikorima has been good, but Would you pay $611K for Nikurima if you potentially could just wait a few weeks and get Munster for $40K more expensive? I think I'd try to go Munster instead. So I don't mind selling Cody if, say, for example, you can maneuver things and get back to, say, Munster, say, in round 22. Round 21, I should say, when he's got the Knights. But apart from that, to be honest, the way I'm thinking about it is I'm thinking of just holding Cody at this stage because I think he is one of the top 3 5/8s, and I think that run from round 21 to 25 is pretty good, and Latrell will be back round 21, so I think that will overall improve the Rabbitohs. If you see in round 21 that Latrell's kind of hurting Cody, then maybe it's a different discussion, but I think for now, yeah, I'm kind of thinking I'll hold Cody for now, and that's what I would advise. Very quickly on Kalomatungi, because it's the same boat. With Kalomatungi, it's probably slightly different, where he's probably not at the same level of a keeper in his position as Cody Walker is. So I think if you've got Kalomatungi, and you know, you're looking to go for a second or forward, like let's say hypothetically you don't have Brenton Nicara, that I'd probably do that trade, you know, Kalomatungi to Nicara. Or you can maybe just keep Kalomatungi for this week, and maybe he can next week be your placeholder for Fifita. That's maybe another way I could see it. Or you could go maybe pod Hudson Young, we talked about a little bit at the beginning. Maybe a Teague Wilson if you want to target the Sharks as well. I don't think Kalomatungi is as much of a keeper in the 2RF as Cody Walker is in 5/8. So I think for him, I'd be like a bit more okay selling. Like you could go to Munro via duels if you can do that and free up a lot of coin, and that can then help you with your future upgrades. Pure hindsight saying, how about trading Cody to Latrell via Ponga for the run home? I think that's perfectly viable because I do think that Latrell... I will talk about fullbacks a little bit later in terms of Gutherson and Dream Buller as well. I've got the draw for Rabbitohs up there as well because I think Latrell will be very, very tempting in round 21. So I think getting someone like Latrell in round 21 will be a big play. And I think at that time, if you want to move Cody to him, then I think that's something you'll probably cross that bridge when we get there, but probably not for this week at least anyway. Tyrone's asking, if I can only get one, who would I prioritize for the run home, Cody Walker or Tino? Very team dependent, you know, do you really need the 5/8 or do you need the front row forward? I do think with the fact that the Rabbitohs do have that extra buy in round 26, which is a little bit frustrating, or, you know, it's a little bit tricky, then I think someone like Tino, he'll play the rest of the games because Titans don't have any more buys. So I think on an overall points basis, I would probably say that Tino outscores Cody because he plays two more extra games. Assuming Tino backs up next week, he'll play two more extra games for sure than Cody. And so Tino's averaging like 75, Cody's averaging about 74. Even on averages, Tino would win, plus the two games extra. To be honest, I'd probably say Tino outscores Cody Walker for the run home. Cody to Munster, good next week. Steez is what I mentioned, was potentially doing Cody to Munster in round 21. But again, that's something that you could also do next week. I guess the reason why with Cody is that, you know, I'm thinking of hold this week, is that just this week, it's very difficult to think of who are the great trade-ins for him, apart from, say, like a center via duels. Whereas next week, your options really open up if you still want to sell Cody. So I think for this week, if I could, I would just hold. And then next week, maybe you can reassess. You know, maybe you can go Cody to, you know, if you still own Manu and Schuster, and you can go like maybe Cody to Fifita via duels, Cody to Munster, Cody to Ponga via duels. Like, I think you've just got so many more options next week, which is why I think overall I'd probably just look to hold Walker for this week, unless you need to do the trade this week to get the numbers potentially. All right, so I think that's kind of my take on Cody. We've spoken about Munro. I won't talk about the other Nuffs just yet because I think that's a little bit boring. Let's talk about other players. We'll talk about fullback. So we'll talk about Buller. We'll talk about Gutherson because I think Gutherson kind of falls into the similar line of thinking as Cody. You know, a lot of people like myself, I own Gutherson. I was hoping to have him for round 19. That's not the case. At least he plays round 20 and it's home against the Titans. But there is an argument potentially where Gutherson maybe you could look to move on Gutherson at his kind of really high price at 894K. Just before I do, I'll take a couple of questions just to break it up a little bit. So Hamish is saying, Bateman and Preston sell. I've got 16 and I'm worried about cash leakage. That's a very interesting one because I own the same two, and I'm definitely looking at selling one of those two next week for Fifita. This week, Bateman is playing on an edge, which I do like. I like that he's been named on an edge this week. You know, I think he'll play, he should be good for 80 minutes. His base stats will go down a little bit, but potentially some better chance of attacking stats. I like Preston this week, to be honest, because his floor is about 50. I don't think that Rabbitohs matchup is as bad as it looks on paper, just given how many outs the Rabbitohs have. To be honest, sorry, who was the question from? Hamish. To be honest, I think if you can avoid selling the two, I would, because I think if you're in a luxury position of having 16, this could be a week where, you know, a lot of us are scrambling to get 11, 12, 13. If you're sitting with 16, I would just take that this week. And, you know, you could have a potential to go really good this week and have, you know, a lot of players who might be highly owned who, you know, might score low this week, a lot of people will take, whereas in your case, they'll drop out. And I think instead what I would try to do in your situation is try to see if there's other ways that you can maybe create funds to upgrade one of those two next week. I definitely think one of those two can be sold next week if it's to say to Fifita. But just do maybe make a money downgrade move. Because yeah, both of those players will probably drop in price, but I would like to hold them this week. I think if you've got numbers for this week, I think take the chance that, you know, both playing on the edge, both should be playing 80 minutes. You know, Sharks not necessarily the strongest defense. Rabbitohs a little bit under strength this week. They could both do well. So yeah, I think if for me, I would sell one of them next week, but I think ideally I'd hold both this week. But I do think Preston can be moved on soon, especially with Kikau coming back probably around round 22. let's see. I'm seeing okay, put it this way. If there's any questions about Buller Gutherson, put him now, because I'll probably talk about that. Is CNK a hold? Martin, yes, absolutely. I don't know why you'd think about selling Cody, selling Chance or Klukstad. I'm thinking about buying him this week, potentially. Yeah, so just quickly on other fullbacks. So there was a question from Twitter, which was, is Gutherson a trade for cash? I think it was from Jaden Lewis on Twitter. So I'm not totally against Gutherson trade out this week because he is at a very good price. The only thing that I don't like is with selling him is that round 20 is against the Titans at home. That could be a really good matchup where he again goes 100 plus. But long term with Gutherson, now that he's out for this week, I do think eventually he could be moved on, potentially, because Dylan Brown will be back round 23 for the Eels, which, look, you can agree or disagree with it. I disagree with him playing. I think he should really not be playing again for the rest of the season, if I'm being honest, but that's how it is. So Dillbags will be back around 23, and I do think that will impact Gutherson in a negative way. I think he's really stepped up without Dillbags. I think with Dylan Brown back, Gutherson could regress again. And then the round 23, round 22 the round 22 draw onwards for the Eels isn't the easiest. Like, outside of that game against the Dragons at home in round 23, it looks amazing. It's Melbourne, Broncos, Roosters, Penrith, and then a bye. Like, it's not fantastic. And then it's even the Cowboys in round 21, and it's an away game. Cowboys are definitely improving as well. I'm kind of thinking that with Gutherson, could I maybe do a move to Kennedy this week? This is my from my own team. Because Gutherson down to Kennedy is like 300k. That could be the money I need to go from Preston to Fifita next week. And Kennedy's got the Tigers this week. He's 582k, 61 break even. He'll play more games than Gutherson for the rest of the season as well, if you look at the two from this week onwards. So I'm really thinking potentially, just with my rank, maybe just trying to target someone like a Will Kennedy. Now, I could potentially sell Cody Walker instead of Gutherson because I've got Ponga. I can do that via duels. But we'll get to my team a bit later. But just on Gutherson, I don't mind him as a trade for cash because I think next week will hurt because I think it's a good matchup. And that round 23 against the Dragons. But outside of that, these other matchups with Dillbags returning, I'm kind of thinking I'm loving what Gutherson's done. You know, 5-round average of 99, but could he potentially regress? I think there's a chance. So I don't mind the Gutherson trade out, especially going to Kennedy this week if you want to bank some cash and try to target this week. I don't mind Kennedy as a trade-in for this week, but it's tough because I don't think Kennedy is in my top three for fullbacks with the run home. My feeling would be Latrell, Drinkwater, and Ponga. Those three now are kind of my top three fullbacks. And then Gutherson would be a number four. Just on the Kennedy trading, because I'm seeing Hamish saying, surely not Kennedy. Salty is good as asking what to do with Sloan, trade to Charns or Kennedy. Sloan being out this week is a bit of a blow. It's a calf injury. We've seen some calf injuries hang around for a little bit longer. Dragons have the bye in round 20 as well. I think if you've got Sloan and you were hoping for him as a number, I'm pretty sure he's at a good value. He's at Yeah, it's 527k. I think for the rest of the season, I would prefer Nico Klukstad because his draw from round 22 is unreal. For the next few weeks, I'd prefer Kennedy just because he's cheaper. And he also, I think, has a better matchup this week as well. But if you're talking rest of the season, it would be Nico Klukstad for me, salty. But with Kennedy, just what I'm thinking is I think round 21, I think I will want Latrell. I think I'll want Latrell back. I've got his draw there. It's Broncos, but then it's, you know, Tigers, Sharks, Dragons, Newcastle. I think I'll want Latrell for that period. I don't think I can afford to get Drinkwater. I think Drinkwater is just, he's going to be $1 million in round 21 after his next week, which is insane. 992K. Latrell's 814K. He does have a very high break even, so you can maybe afford to wait in round 21. So what I was thinking with Kennedy and why I like him as a trade-in is that I don't think Kennedy will be a full long-term better option than maybe, say, Latrell. What I like, though, is if you buy Kennedy this week, you get Tigers, Warriors away, Manly. Not amazing, but Tigers this week is good. Manly at home could be good in round 21. And then round 22, when the draw for the Sharks gets a little bit tougher in the short term, where you've got Penrith, Rabbitohs, Titans, and the Cowboys. At that point, round 22 is when Latrell has the Tigers. Potentially, if Kennedy can make a bit of money, he can maybe be a nice short-term bridge, and then you can go Kennedy to Latrell in round 22. Because that's what I was thinking is, if I went Gutherson to Kennedy, you know, I'll get the Tigers matchup this week, ride Kennedy up until round 22, and then round 22 move to Latrell. And from round 22 onwards, I mentioned already with Gutherson, I think the draw does toughen up a little bit. Dylan Brown coming back could hurt him as well. So that's one situation I'll throw out there to people if they're interested at potentially looking at Kennedy this week. I think that kind of a play, again, it uses up a lot of trades, but you just need to be kind of wary about that. In terms of Dream Buller, it's very tough with him. 151 break even. yeah, I think he's got the Knights in round 20, which is good. Dragons around 21 is great as well. But Newcastle away could be riding high after that big win against the Bulldogs. My gut tells me that with all the carnage that's happened this week with numbers, I think if you have Buller, I think you hold. But I think if you can move to Kennedy and you're saying, Aman, I'm going Buller to Kennedy because I'm freeing up 80k, I want to cash out Buller before he goes down in value. Don't like the Tigers attack. He scored like 15 last week. He'll plummet in cash. I want to go target the upside this week. I'd say that's a fair argument. So I think overall, my head would say hold Buller for this week, but my heart would say I think you sell. And I think you sell for Kennedy's probably one option this week. Nico Klukstad, who I've got in a center wing section, is probably another. He's obviously a lot more expensive, Nico Klukstad, but it's a good matchup. Well, it's not a great matchup, but Parramatta are definitely under strength this week. Prefer Kennedy in the short term to Nico Klukstad. But yeah, that's my take on Buller. If anyone out there is thinking about Buller, any Buller questions? G-Wall TV says, what if you already have Kennedy? Who would you trade Buller to? See, that's a tricky one, because if you already have Kennedy, then to me, then actually, instead of, say, going Nico Klukstad, because I think he's a bit more expensive. I mean, I like Nico Klukstad for the rest of the season, but, you know, Alex has just mentioned it here. If you don't own someone like a Mulatalo, I may as well just go to the center wings now, or other round 19 targets. If you don't have Mulatalo, I think he is probably a trade that I would do, you know, Buller to Mulatalo. I think Mulatalo for me is close to a must in terms of a must for this particular week, where if you're looking at who are the highly owned players who could hurt you, he's probably up there. I'll quickly look at what his ownership is, but I've got a feeling it's quite high. He could be someone who could really hurt you if you don't have, I talked to him about a lot last week, Mulatalo, but you know, he hasn't gone under 50 since like round one, so he's not even that much of a roller coaster as what we've seen in previous seasons. He's actually been pretty solid, gets between 50-60 most weeks, and we know he has that ability to go 80-90 plus. And this week for sure, you know, the Tigers have dropped Brent Naden and Nofoluma. They've got, what is it, Kapoa and Tommy Talau. I mean, Tommy Talau was pretty rubbish when he first got dropped. I think Sharks could easily tear up that side of the field. Mulatalo is only 15% owned, which is interesting, but that is looking at the entire game. I think if you looked at top 5, 10%, I think that would probably be a little bit higher. So I think Mulatalo, I think if you're looking at Buller trade-ins and you already have Kennedy, Sharks probably would look to first. Don't play any more bias for the rest of the season. So I'd say, you know, Bullet or Mulatalo. Someone was mentioned, I think Nicholl Klukstad. I mentioned him, short-term draw, not great. Parramatta, Sharks, Canberra, and then the bye. But 23 onwards, it's amazing. Titans, Tigers, Manly, Dragons, and the Dolphins. Like, that's probably the... I think they do have the best draw in the last four or five weeks. So I think if you're looking for an overall for the rest of the season, trade in, let's say if you're really low on trades, Mulatalo probably number one for me. Then it probably would be a Nicholl Klukstad. I think if you've got the money to make that work. And this is if you're looking in the center wing position. Third would probably be Asako. So I can see from Jackson saying, is Asako a trade? I'm going to assume that means trade in. So Asako, I do think, is a trade in for this week if you need, if you're low, again, low on trades, want to target a season keeper guy, because it's tough in the next couple of weeks. You know, Titans away is decent this week. No Fifita or Tino. Penrith is tough in round 20, but at least he's a number that week. Round 21, he has a bye. Not fantastic. Round 22 onwards is great. Bulldogs, Knights, Roosters, Tigers, Cowboys, and then the Warriors. So good run round 22 to round 25. And I think Asako has been proving it all season that he is a genuine keeper. So I think if you want to bring in a guy who will play this week, who you know you can rely on for the rest of the season, probably Asako is one. But I would say Mulatalo first. I think I'd just lean Nicholl Klukstad over Asako. Just, I think his run home draw is just elite, and I think I'd prefer that to Asako. Asako probably number three. Those would be my order of three center wing trade-ins, say for Buller, if you already have a Kennedy, or via duels. Very quickly from Hamish, is Drinkwater a buy? I mean, look, I'll say on Drinkwater, if you can afford Drinkwater, I think he will be probably, him and Latrell will probably be the two best fullbacks for the run home. The only thing with Drinkwater is that if you're paying up 992K, just need to be wary that you can actually afford to then bring in the likes of Fifita, Cleary, Grant, you know, a lot of these other expensive guns. I think you just need to be wary about that. I think if you're getting in Drinkwater, I think that might mean sacrificing one of those others. If you can somehow avoid, or if you can somehow manage to do all of that, bring all those guys in, I do think Drinkwater is probably the 102 fullback. He's just been absolutely killing it. But I just think that price tag means that potentially you're sacrificing other Origin guys. What about Tarpany? I haven't got Tarpany on the list here purely because maybe I just overlooked it and was a bit naive. I just assumed most people already own Tarpany. So look, Tarpany is a good trade-in though this week, if specifically for this week, because Bisami Solo is out with a HIA. Again, another blow for round 19 buy planners. Josh Papali'i is out, so I think Tarpany will step up for sure this week. The only thing with Tarpany and rated players in general is that they have the buy in round 20. You just need to be careful about that. Round 20 could be a very tricky week. But yeah, I think Tarpany is a good trade in this week. I think he's at a pretty good price. I want to say he's about 600K, which for the Tarpany that we all wanted to get at the beginning of the season, yeah, he's 604K, 45 break even. He probably has just about bottomed out. 71 and 80 in the last 2 weeks. Good matchup this week against the Dragons as well. Like, he is capable of getting attacking stats. Like, he likes to offload. You could very easily see him do like an offload try assist line break assist type play. So I like Tarpany as a trade in for this week. So this slide, what I've just got is I've just got in general broader trade in. So not just center wing. Talakai, I think, is a good pod option. Maybe DWZ as well from the New Zealand Warriors. Although I prefer them around 22. Is Asako a sell? No, not in my opinion. No, you don't sell Asako this week. I mean, nah, not for me. Even last week, didn't get any really major attacking stats and still end up scoring 50 against the Broncos. So, Talakai, Mulatalo, Nicara, and Hines, too many Sharks? No, I don't think so. I said a lot last week. I think Mulatalo, Nicara, and Hines are pretty much the three that everyone will more or less own. So you're not really gaining anything from having those three players because everyone has them. If you remember last week, everyone basically had three or four of those four players that you've listed there, and everyone was on like 490, 500 points after the first game. It did make a difference. Everyone had them. So I don't mind going an extra player like a Talakai, a Kennedy, a Teague Wilton to give yourself an extra slice of that Sharks pie because they're pretty good. Other trade-ins, so in the center wing, if you're looking for a pod, Albert Hopewadi. So I know that's out there. I will say I didn't check if he's actually been named this week, so I'm just going to quickly double check NRL.com. to make sure that he was actually named this week. Otherwise, I'm going to look like a fool, which I'll probably do anyway. But yes, okay, Albert Helpwadi has been named on the wing. He plays left wing, doesn't he? He plays left wing. And it's a Dragons matchup at home. I mean, Dragons are just terrible in defense. 494k, misses next week. But one thing with Hopewadi is he could be that kind of pod in a bye week that really just like, this is, I think, if you're like a head-to-head player and you've got a game this week, you need an edge, or you're an overall player really chasing. Hopewadi scored 114 in round 13 against the Rabbitohs. So he's had a track record of getting a ton in a previous bye week. So look, he scored two tries in the last 2 weeks, 67, 72. He's going okay. He's got good base, actually. 31 base, 46 in base in round 17. I'm just going to throw it out there. Abu Hopwati is an option. Someone mentioned Sebastian Chris. I haven't really dug into Sebastian Chris's numbers as much at fullback, but I feel like I'd prefer Hopwati. Let me just quickly take a look at Chris and his numbers. Because you know, you guys know me, I'm a numbers man. 397k. Nah, scored a try last week and only scored 36 points. Not for me. Hopewadi has probably got a bit better base about him. Nah, I'd prefer Hopewadi. Timoko, yeah, that's another great shout from Ange. Timoko had a period early in the season where he was killing it. Kind of fell off a little bit, but if you're looking for another pod, again, I'll refer back to the very beginning of the stream. I had the Raiders as the top highest ranked draw for the rest of the season. Timoko's 446k. So he's potentially an option as well. But I'm going to throw it out there. Hopwhite is probably the guy who I'd prefer. I like Hudson Young as well this week for a second or forward trade-in. So I think it's kind of team dependent. Again, just be conscious of the round 20 bye. But Hudson Young might have improved a point after being dropped from Origin, which, look, I don't know why Hudson Young was dropped. I thought he did enough. But look, he scored 93 last week with the try, 76 the week before. He is attacking stat reliant. Like, he does need to score tries to get those kind of 70, 80 plus point games. He doesn't quite have the base power of other second row forwards. But we're talking about the Dragons here. He could easily go 100 plus. He's got that in his locker. So I think if you're looking for a sneaky 2RF pod, I like Hudson Young as well this week. Question about Hopgood. Should I look to buy Hopgood or mine? This is from Gazaraki. Honestly, I'm still battling with this. I'm actually really annoyed that I didn't get Hopgood 2 weeks ago when I got in Madison. Madison's been named in at 5'8". I should have thought about that, but in the bye week, that Madison could play 5'8". Hopgood will play this week. I mentioned it already. I mean, the rest of the season, I think Hopgood's just going to be killing it. He's the one guy who I think of the popular guys I'm not going to own this week. And I'm terrified because he can easily, like, he's probably, we'll get to captains later, but he's probably a safe captain option this week, and I don't own him, and I probably won't own him. I think if you can afford to bring Hopgood in this week, to be honest, I would. Bloody Hop God. I can't believe I sold him and I still own Matt Drury. He's 717k now. You know, I'm not even going to read out his stats because you already know it's really good. No, I can't. He's a great trader, but I can't talk about Hopgood anymore. He's killing me. He's killing me not owning him. Final one is Max King. If you're looking for a front row forward who plays this week and plays next week, he actually plays for the rest of the season as well. So with Max King, he's really cheap now, 424k. Played good minutes last week, which is kind of the reason why I brought him up. So he played 65 minutes last week. He was battling a rib issue for kind of the last 3 to 4 weeks, but the fact that he played 65 minutes last week is a good sign. Obviously, the team got absolutely smashed, so only 48 points, 46 in base, which is solid. If you suspect that there's going to be more time in play, because, you know, I think, to be honest, 46 in base when his team had 66 points put on him is actually a solid effort. And when King was playing good minutes at the beginning of the season, he was actually a generally good option. So, like, I'm looking at, if you look at the first kind of first 7 weeks of the season where his minutes were 62, 55, 54, 68, 51, 62, and 72. He had scores without any major attacking stats, 52, 65, 67, 72, 59, 56, and 80. So he was kind of getting around like a low 60s average and sometimes pushing up even to the 70s. So again, probably not a lot of people in this position, but if you're looking for a front row forward, maybe a slightly cheaper option. He's got a 44 break even, so I'd probably suggest that he's bottomed out in price at 424K. Maybe you're a Christian Welch owner, looking to move off Christian Welch and you want to go for another front row forward. I'll just throw Max King out there. I can't remember if he's dual, if he's a second row forward, front row forward. I think he might just be a front row forward this season, but he was definitely a dual last season. But yeah, again, another player I'll just throw out there. hi, Mon. Thank you for all the time you spend giving us all these stats. No worries. Appreciate that. Is Preston to Nicara a sideways trade? No, I think that's definitely an upgrade. So yeah, I think that's worthwhile, to be honest. If that's your best way to get Nicara, I think Nicara could be a fantastic option. I think Blake Brayley can match it at the hooker spot. Yeah, so on Blake Brayley, I haven't mentioned him here as a trade-in. The main reason for that is I kind of just think it's Grant, and then it's kind of like Damien Cook, and that's about it. I don't know if Marshall King is a trade-in at this stage with seemingly ongoing AC joint issues. So I think it's Cook and Grant are probably the two options there. Shout-out as well to Phoenix Crossland, who turned up last week. So with Brayley, I mean, he scored 65 last week. He generally did look good, though, to the eye test. He was running the ball a lot, which was great. 85 the week before as well, so he did get some attacking stats as well those weeks. A season average of 57 is solid. He has got one ton earlier this season with the one game he scored a try. Apart from that, he's kind of good for like a low 50s. He's maybe an option, but I kind of just think about it as he's 530K. So he's not like necessarily really, really cheap. If I look at Harry Grant, 640K, granted, it's an extra 100K, but I think Grant is the guy that you want for the run home. So for me, the reason I'm probably not considering Blake Brayley is just the fact that I think I probably would just look to do other trades. Like I see Tool Pro saying Cook to Blake Brayley. If you want a number for this week, yeah, Brayley is probably the best hooker to go for, but I'm kind of just thinking you can maybe just cop not having a hooker this week and you can maybe go Harry Grant next week potentially. King is dual. Okay, that's good to know. Thanks, guys, for helping me out. Brian Kelly, center wing option we need to talk about. Do we need to talk about Brian Kelly? Well, I don't know about the Titans draw. It's not great. I mean, the Titans can score points. Definitely a thing. They can score points. But this draw, just apart from this week, which is good against the Dolphins, Parramatta, Roosters, Cowboys, Warriors, Sharks, Penrith, Melbourne, like, oof, I'm not loving it. I mean, he's got a couple of good scores this season, 80, 82, 90, 81 just 2 weeks ago. So he's got it in his game to get these scores. And I will say that the left side for the Titans is definitely the side I think you want to be targeting. You know, Foran just unlocks Fifita, and Fifita, off the back of Fifita, he's offloading. He's getting try assists for Kant Pereira. Brian Kelly can potentially get some joy out there too. Look, if you're going for a pod, no issues with Brian Kelly. He's kind of expensive though, 596K. I mean, he's averaging 62, which is solid. Not my favorite, but I'm looking at these numbers and you know, I don't hate it. I don't hate it. Who was this from? Sorry, I've missed where that question came from. Sorry, apologies. But maybe Brian Kelly is an option, but not one that I've really considered too much. It's just a long-term shot. Long-term Titans draw I just don't love. How many rounds left in Supercoach Tool Pro? Just count what's on screen now. Round 19 to 27, and that will answer it for you. Supercoach will play. Just to not sound like an absolute bell end. Supercoach will be playing every single round, so round 27 gets included. It depends, head to head is a little bit differently, where I think it ends at round 26 is the finals. Okay, so very quickly I'll talk about some other nuffs and then I think we'll get to captains and then we'll kind of get to my team. Paul, just to answer your question, with the Titans difficult draw, is Fifita a must? Yeah, look, that draw, I think with forwards it doesn't matter as much. Is it a reason to fade Fifita? Absolutely not. So for Fifita, for me, I don't care if he plays Penrith for the rest of the season. I would probably still want to buy him. I mean, look, again, he's just been ridiculous this season. It's actually unbelievable. In the last 6 games that he started, he's got a ton. Like, that is ridiculous. And those games have been Manly, Parramatta, granted not as good, Newcastle, Bulldogs, Broncos, Canberra. Okay, fair enough. There are some easy matchups in there. But look, he scored... Have the Titans had it? Yeah, the Titans must have had a very easy run for the beginning of the season, because I was just about to rattle off his scores, and I was like, well, no, he scored well against an easy opposition. Easy opposition. I'm like, they haven't played anyone tough by the look of it. That must be why their end-of-season draw is so tough. But look, Fifita, I still think is a must, because his base power is about 65-70 this season. So even in a tough matchup, he'll still put out good scores. And look, if... Let's say in these tough matchups, Titans lose every game, 18 points to 6. There's probably a good chance that 6 points involves Fifita. So I don't think Fifita for me is a void. Tino, again, falls into the same category. He's a forward. I think he'll be fine. Okay, very quickly on some other nuffs and general nuff strategy. So I wanted to pull some questions from... A couple came from YouTube. How many nuffs is too many? Playing nuffs for this week... and is it worth having 4 nuffs in my side to bring in Fifita and Holmes next week for the run home, playing head-to-head? So that was definitely something he noted. So on the nuffs, I think if you're an overall player and you really need the depth, I think 3 is probably about the max I would go in terms of the number of nuffs that I would have. 2, I think, is fine. 1, I think, is perfectly fine at this stage. If you can get like 23 good other options, I think having 1 nuff is fine, you know, as a downgrade. So I've listed here... just from team list, a couple of players who are very cheap price who will play this week, and potentially what are their prospects in terms of number of games in the future. So in terms of outright nuffs, the two main ones are probably Jack Howarth and Miles Martin from Newcastle. Howarth is bottom, they're both bottom dollar, both dual. I think that's a really important thing. If you're deliberately looking to nuff and you're not sold on any of the options to play this week, then I think I'll try to aim for someone who's a dual player. So that's something I would also take into account as well, because I think just having that dual just makes your future trades very flexible. Good point actually as well. I actually forgot about this, but I'll mention it from Ben Dover. This is a... You got me. You got me with that username. You've got me. You made me say it. Yeah, credit to you. You made a good point though. Enough. Tristan Saylor. That is actually a great shout, because Tristan Saylor will play around 20 against the Bulldogs when Reece Walsh is suspended, and then Reece Walsh will play for the rest of the season. So, and Tristan Saylor is bottom dollar. He's 200k. Only thing with Tristan Saylor, I will have to just quickly check, is his position. If he's only listed at fullback, in that case, it kills him probably as enough option. So my Supercoach website is starting to lag a little bit, but that's fine. If Tristan Saylor is not just a fullback listed option, then I think he's a great nuff. If he is, though, then I think that probably is the reason why it kills his appeal, because you don't want to lock up your fullback spot, I think, with a nuff. But yep, Ben, yep, you're getting some chuckles in the chat. Yeah, you got me good. You got me good with that username. Credit to you. Yeah, so anyway, I'll quickly rattle off some names here. So we've got from the Sharks, we've got this prop Jesse Colquhoun. I have no idea how you pronounce that surname, apologies, but he's been named on the bench this week because Del Finucane is out. So I suspect if Finucane's out for 2 weeks with suspension, Jesse will get this week and next week. So it could be a number for you next week. He's 216k. Don't expect big points out of him, but he's 2RF and front row forward listed in Supercoach. So if you're looking for someone who can get you maybe 15, 20 points this week and next week off the bench and will nuff out eventually when Finucane comes back, I think this guy's not a bad option because he is dual. So that's probably more if you are desperate for your players who are going to play this week and potentially next week as well. He's fullback and 5'8". Okay, that's Tristan Saylor. Yeah, I think in that case, those are positions you don't want to have enough. I think the nuffs you want to have in your front row forward, second row forward, and center wing. Outside of that, though, I don't think you want to have nuffs in your other positions because they just have lower reserves to hold. Munro, yeah, Mason, I spoke a lot more about Munro at the beginning of the stream, so definitely recommend just rewinding back to there. But overall, I think he's a pretty reasonable nuff. Paul Turner, so he's been named for the Dragons in the absence of Terrell Sloan. He's 5'8 center wing, so if you had someone like Paul Turner who plays this week, I suspect he'll play one game, but the thing with Tyrell Sloan is that it was a calf injury. I just wonder how long that injury is going to keep him out for. If it's just the 1 week, then Paul Turner is going to nuff out straight away. But he's an option. He's 5'8" center wing, so you can keep him in your center wing. And if you're someone who owns Joey Manu, that's the same duel that he has. Maybe they're useful to rotate. That's potentially a suggestion as well. Isaac Lumilumi from the Eels is starting this week. Bottom dollar, or not bottom dollar, he's 216K. But I don't love him because he's only center wing. Same with Ben Lovett from the Rabbitohs. He's probably going to be someone who very easily nuffs out because Kalomatangi will come back in round 21 and that'll be the end of Lovett's streak in the NRL. So he's bottom dollar, but he's only 2RF. So again, I don't love it. Ty Munro, I've already spoken about. I like him. The only issue with him is potential job security, but I like him as an option for this week, as a downgrade. Blake Wilson from the Bulldogs, centre wing fullback. So that's again a pretty handy duel. He's 216K. He's playing this week because of Josh Adokar being out for Origin, but he will eventually probably nuff out. I don't even mind him. Let's say if you're not sold on Ty Munro and you want someone who plays this week, Blake Wilson will play this week and is dual. So that's something I'll throw out this for this week as well. And then I've got Jacob Alick. Honestly, I can't even remember which team he plays for. He's on the bench for someone. He's 2RF, 216K. Again, I don't love it because he's not dual. For me, the best nuffs I think to go for this week is who are not outright nuffs and who are playing this week is Jesse Colquhoun, if that's how you pronounce it. Munro, because he probably looks best for job security. Blake Wilson and maybe Paul Turner. Issue with Paul Turner is he's a bit more expensive. And then you've got Jack Howarth and Miles Martin as your kind of straight up nuffs who won't play a game for the season. And I think in terms of duels, the best duels I think to have with a nuff is your second row forward, front row forward, second row forward, centre wing, and centre wing fullback. I think those are the best kind of duels that you can get. But any dual nuff is good, just as long as they don't occupy fullback, 5'8", halfback, or hooker. I think a nuff in any of the other positions is fine. All right, that's my take on nuffs. I think that's enough of the nuffs. Very quickly now, we'll just touch on captaincy, but I think we can probably spend very quick time on this. Given most people probably won't have a full 13 or just about 13, just vice captain Nicho Hynes this week, and you can take a punt captain on anyone else. But first game of the week is the Sharks Titans. I think you just need to have Hynes captain or vice, well, vice captain probably, because you probably have a free crack at the loot. And yep, VC Hynes, don't overthink it. I think outside of that, in terms of captaincy options, I think if you own Hopgood, I'm going to keep referring to him as Hopgood now because I just need to. Hopefully, being nice to Hopgood means the footy gods repay me and he doesn't keep going for tons. But I think if you own Hopgood, sorry, you cap. I think the best play would be to captain him and VC Hynes. I think that's the combination I would do because he's safe for like an 80 points. Other options probably is a Joe Tarpany. We talked about it's a good matchup, and he'll probably play good minutes, and he's potentially a chance of attacking stats as well. Other options for Noel Blake, maybe if you want to forward Tohu Harris. I think if Sean Johnson is playing, well, actually, this is the problem. You can't do Sean Johnson and Nicho Hynes because they both play the same position. So I think instead of AFB, someone like a Nicholl Klukstad is also an option from the Warriors. I like that matchup too. Parramatta do concede points to fullbacks. So even though the chart here says that they're 12th in terms of conceding points to opposition fullbacks, they do concede a lot of tries. And this is something that's happened over the last few seasons. So I think it's a good matchup for Nicholl Klukstad as well. So I think if you're looking at Nicholl Klukstad in your team, probably I would, yeah, he's a good captain shout this week as well with VC Hynes. Johnston I've got here, but I probably wouldn't do Johnston with all these. This was done when I thought Cody Walker was in the team, but he's not there anymore. And then the other one is Jermaine Asako against the Titans. For me, currently with my team set up, it's going to be VC Hynes and then probably one of Tarpany or Asako, but it's kind of hard to really see anyone. I'm really just hoping Hynes goes like 120, just take the free loop, I think, in that case. Alrighty, so we've kind of gone through all the scheduled stuff that I wanted to get into. We've just gone over about an hour, which is good. So what I'll do is I'll chat very quickly about my team, and then we'll go through some questions, and then we'll wrap it up there. To be perfectly honest, I don't actually fully know what I'm doing this week, so I'll probably need to update you guys via Twitter Or like a YouTube post in, later in the week. So apologies, can't really give good guidance. Hopefully you guys can see my entire team as well. I'm currently on 12 players. I was on 16 before the Origin news, but losing Gutherson and Cody didn't help. So yeah, I'm currently on 12 players. Those 12 for audio listeners is Reid Marnie, Joe Tarpany, Tohu Harris, Harrison Edwards, Britton Nicara, John Bateman, Ryan Madison, Jacob Preston, Nico Hines, potentially SJ, but I'm going to not include him at this point, so that's 9. Then you've got Mulatalo 10, Johnston 11, and Asako 12. So those are my 12. If Johnston plays, I think I'll have 13, if I've counted that correctly. So I might not need to do trades this week if I can manage to do 13, but I am thinking about next week, and didn't really speak about him a lot, but Cleary will be back, we think, next week. Okay, sorry, that's weird. So John, what is SJ's break even? 127 break even. So if Johnson plays this week and he potentially loses money, he could be down to 750k, and Cleary is 857k. So I might need to do SJ to Cleary next week if we find out Cleary's fit. And I need to find, maybe, like, put it this way, I'm trying to think of, it might seem rash, but I am thinking about being a bit more aggressive just with my ranking at 5,800. I kind of just need to try to do some moves to get ahead. There's no point otherwise just floundering around the 5,000s. So I'm thinking next week potentially going early on Cleary. So I might need 100k to do that, which I've currently got 104k in the bank. But what I really want to do more as well is get Fifita back. If Fifita at his current price, well, Fifita won't change in price. Fifita at the moment is 830k, give or take. And I'd probably trade one of Preston or Bateman out. So I kind of want to see both of them play this week and see how they go. Bateman's got a high break even though, 115. Preston also has a high break even of 93. So both of them could lose like 40, 50k. So originally it was Preston who I was looking to upgrade. If Preston goes 50, gets to 550k, I will need about 300k to go from Preston to Fifita, plus the 100k to go SJ to Cleary. I'm probably going to need to free up about 300k this week if I wanted to go directly go Preston to Fifita. So one of the ways that I thought about doing that was Gutherson out, which sounds crazy. Apparently I'm not logged into NRL Supercoach. Well, that's great. Sorry, technical difficulties. Okay, we're back. one of the ways I thought about was doing Gutherson to Will Kennedy. I know it sounds crazy, but that trade gives me, it leaves me with 415k in the bank. And that could just be enough for me to go Fifita and Cleary in straight away next week. So that's one trade I've dabbled with. I'm not sold on it, but that's one thing I could do. If I don't do that, I guess I could sell Cody for Will Kennedy. Actually, no, I can't. I don't have the duels to do that. Sorry. Oh, no, I do. I can sub Manu to 5'8", and I can sub Asaka. Okay. I can go Cody to Kennedy, but that probably doesn't give me the money either to do the trades that I want to do next week. So I'm really torn. I could also do another trade of, let's say if I'm really, really trying to build up a bank for next week, I could try to get in Munro, which I could trade out Billy Smith to Munro. I mean, I could even go Gutherson to Munro, but I don't think I'd do that. You know, I could go potentially a combo of moves, Billy Smith to Ty Munro this week, and maybe Gutherson to Will Kennedy, potentially. I'm not completely sold on these moves. I really need to do some soul searching. I need to do some planning for next week as well to see how my numbers would look for next week, because, you know, I'd be trading out two guys who play round 20 for one guy who plays round 20. So I haven't gone into those depths of looking at those trades yet, but that's kind of what I'm thinking at this stage, potentially. Maybe Gutherson to Kennedy. If I really wanted to build up money, then I could do these Billy Smith to Munro, 576k, and then I'm sweet. I can go SJ to Cleary, I can go Preston to Fifita, and I've got spare change to do some other upgrades. This question about, is SJ a season keeper? I think he is potentially a season keeper, for sure, because that run home for the Warriors is fantastic, but I just think if I look in the... And I always knew this, buying SJ, that he was going to be kind of a short-term play for me, potentially, and that I'd probably want to go back to Cleary, because Parramatta, Sharks, Canberra, and then the bye... In round 20, when he has the Sharks, SJ, Cleary has the Dolphins, and then the Bulldogs in round 21. I just think those are games where I will maybe fear not having Cleary. SJ is probably better than Cleary for the run home in terms of draw, but Cleary is also like, Cleary is Cleary. So I kind of want to just, like, basically the way I'm thinking about it is I'm not 100% sold on doing that trade of SJ to Cleary next week, but I want to give myself the option to do it next week if I decide that I want to. It's kind of how I'm thinking about it. There's definitely an option where you can maybe not go Cleary. You can just run SJ because that run home is really good. But yeah, I just want to kind of... I just want to see if I can maybe just give myself the option to do that. So yeah, at the moment, I was just thinking maybe Gutherson to Will Kennedy and not getting Munro, because I already have Matt Dury and Jack Howarth as nuffs. I don't necessarily need to go for another guy who might potentially nuff out. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking for this week. It's kind of all over the place. I was potentially looking at Christian Welsh to a nuff, but Munro probably is a better option to downgrade to instead. But anyway, that's how we're looking. Let's do a couple of minutes of questions so we get to about an hour 15, and then we'll wrap it up there. Can you touch on whether or not to trade in Haas with his injury? How long is Haas for? So, okay, there's a couple of questions about Payne Haas. So let me quickly just refer to NRL Physio. From memory, it was a minor issue. So it was like a minor hamstring issue. That's obviously ruled him out of Origin. And to be honest, I haven't yet been able to listen to the NRL Physio's Magic Sponge podcast, where he goes through injuries in more detail. So I might try to listen to that tonight or tomorrow, just to maybe get my head around that a little bit more. But basically his update was that, yeah, Payne Haas is in doubt for Origin 3. This was like a couple of days ago. Minor hamstring injury. Even the most minor issues require 10 to 14 days to return to play. So that was July 2nd. So 10 to 14 days indicates 2 weeks. So that would be, say, middle of July. Middle of July, in terms of the draw, would be what? Next week. So he could potentially be back next week. I think with Payne Haas, you obviously don't trade him in this week, but just see what happens next week when we get more information on him. Go for broke him on, no guts, no glory. Absolutely. And guys, if you have liked the stream, please do give it a thumbs up. It really does help me out. Taruva to Mulatalo. Yep, Fangnado. I did that trade last week. I was very happy with it. I think that's a good trade for this week. Billy Smith to the Nuff is a popular trade, which is, yeah, that's Billy Smith to Munro. Likely my only move this week. Questioning whether the Roosters click for the run home and is Smith a handy centre wing. I did also think this. I did think that Billy Smith isn't a must trade for the run home. Now, the draw for the Roosters on the run home, just to quickly mention it, it's not the best, but it's not awful. So I've got them ranked about middle of the road. Like, you've got, it's very up and down. Melbourne, Titans, Broncos, Manly, Dolphins, Parramatta, Tigers. Like, there are games where we could play him on matchup. You could play him against the Titans, Manly, Dolphins, and the West Tigers. You know, it's not a bad run, and he is pretty cheap. He's 360k. He's got a relatively achievable break even as well. So not necessarily he's going to start tanking cash, so I don't mind him as a hold, but I think he's probably a lot of people's best way to free up funds. What fullback should we have for the run home? I do think that Latrell and Drinkwater are probably the top two. I do think now Ponga has moved ahead of Gutherson for the run home, just I think his draw is much better. So those are my three preferred ones, I think, for fullbacks. Is Jerome Hughes a sell? I think if you have Hughes, yeah, he probably would be someone that next week I'd probably look to move on to Cleary if you could. Next week it's against the Roosters and then the Knights, then Parramatta and Penrith. Like, it's not a super easy run for Melbourne. So, yeah, I think if you could, I'd probably would move on to Cleary next week. Welch or Kepi to Tohu feels so sideways, but I need the numbers. I do like Tohu this week. I think Tohu's just a solid front row forward with Duel. that you can kind of keep there for the rest of the season. Only has one more buy left as well. Welch is kind of just like, it's just very hard to get a read on Welch when I can play him or not. He's just very up and down with his minutes. And so, yeah, for me, I think if you can go to Tohu, I think that's perfectly reasonable. Bateman to Young, Karaz to Drinkwater. Whew. I mean, Karaz to Drinkwater is tasty, but Bateman to Young, it's not bad. You probably get about similar points output. Surely Bateman to Young, that doesn't really get you that much cash, does it? That gets you about maybe, what, 100k? I mean, I guess that's decent money. But, you know, I mean, if you can go Drinkwater, I mean, anyone who can go to Drinkwater and afford to still get a lot of other Origin guns, I think it's a great option. Should I go for Tarpany and Munro for numbers this week, or Fifita and Ponga for next week using the three traders this week? I mean, Fifita and Ponga sounds like so much better of a combination than Tarpany and Munro. So I think can you balance that out a bit? Could you maybe go Munro and maybe not Tarpany so that you're freeing up the funds and then you can go Fifita and Ponga next week? Because I think that's probably potentially maybe a nice balancing act. But because you want to try to get the numbers in this week, but yeah, Fifita and Ponga, I'm really high on Ponga for the run home. Thanks, Mark Welch just sacked. Is Tarpany, AFB, and Tino good for the run home? I think Fang, if that's your three front row forwards, I think that's a perfectly good front row forward combat to run home with. Tino is probably one or two, and AFB is probably in the top four. Tarpany is probably around there too with Payne Haas. I think you've got three of the best four or five props. I think you're fine for your front row forward for the run home. Kalomatangi to Bunty Afoa to free up my cash for Fifita Cleary next week. That's from Luke Ringrose, but someone please double check that's not an Anton Poser burner account. I don't know if I can. Anton is the biggest Bunty Afoa fan. I don't even know if he would recommend trading in a Bunty Afoa. He just doesn't get the minutes. Averages 30 minutes for the season. He gets you like maybe 30 points. I think instead of him, I would probably just go to a Nuff front row forward, second row forward. Like that Jesse Colquhoun guy I mentioned, his dual. Just take him instead. He's dual and he's a bit cheaper as well. All right. I think we'll wrap it up there. We've been going on for an hour, 17 minutes. So thank you all for tuning in on this stream. Lots to get into. So hopefully I was able to cover a lot of your questions. No promises if I can do a Q&A stream this week. I think the first game of the round is it on Friday this week? It's on Thursday. Okay, so we'll see if we can do a Thursday Q&A stream, but no promises. But yeah, hopefully I was able to answer a lot of your questions. Very important week this week and next week as well. So obviously, you know, be very thoughtful with your trades. Next week is obviously going to be a bit of a pain, but I think it is important to still play the week that's in front of you as well. Try to make sure you can do the best you can this week and hope things fall in your favor for next week as well. But yep, that's it for me for tonight. I'll give my voice a rest. Hope you all enjoyed. Please do give the stream a like on the way out. Please do subscribe as well if you haven't already. See you in the next one. Cheers.